When I was a child, I hated the flavor mint. Apparently, it is a rite of passage for children to genuinely believe mint tastes like toothpaste. In truth, it is a very adult flavor, often appreciated as life chips away at the freshness of circumstances, which makes you look for it in an ice cream format. Being a kid, I was audibly not into mint, which made my father's Christmas choices particularly unfresh in taste. For the weeks before Christmas, my father talked a big game, which in perspective was his core attribute. To talk a big game, absolutely not meet up to any expectations he laid out, and gaslight you into believing he never said anything, or perhaps you asked for too much. At the time, my father never bought me a Christmas gift, claiming he was too poor. It was a rich claim for being the brokest man dripping in Salvatore Ferragamo. Remember that name. You're going to hear it often. As my dad drove up in a new car, considering he was broke, I was excited. He had talked about this gift for weeks. What would it be? In my child brain, I imagined so many things beyond what it would be. Perhaps a new Barbie. I loved those. Maybe a video game or console, which I love but can never really afford because they are $600. And to be frank, I'm not that good at them. I'm the equivalent to the cheerleader that thinks she can play football because she goes to every game, but immediately gets an injury upon entering the field. I just love to play and act really excited for someone that will not win. At one point, I even thought it was a puppy, which I had dreamed of owning. Thus, when my dad handed me a bag of 2 mint-flavored cookies, I went catatonic. I was 9. And I could not process how 2 mint-flavored cookies were the greatest Christmas gift I would ever receive. First, did he know they were cookies? And at least $2.99 at ShopRite, they had the tag. Can you believe this? Which the label declared. Second, he knew I hated mint. Did he not see they had a sticker saying mint flavor and were even green? Third, was he truly mentally well? Because he was the richest man to be broke and the biggest talker to not listen. Unfortunately for him, my face showed my disappointment, which gave him the launching pad for what he deemed Deandra hates the poor. My father's gift to turn people against each other and talk his way out of murder might be why he was an addict. It is something I know amidst a lot of the crackheads that have crossed my path without being a part of my immaculate conception. They know how to talk so well. They're like lawyers. They replaced their cocaine gams with some real gift of gab. At the time of my father's show, my grandmother and mother were at the home, so he had a solid audience. He deemed me spoiled, ungrateful, unforgiving, greedy, and a girl that has to learn to honor the poor. My growing up despising poor, especially as a man from it, had wounded him so much so that he had to leave in his brand new Escalade. It was a 15-minute Christmas interaction that would stay stamped in my mind whenever the men in my life barely met the bare minimum and dragged me as a hater. They say you really do date your dad. You either date men exactly like him or his polar opposite, which I would love. My father being Lucifer means I probably could marry God. Yet till this date, the mint incident has become one of the strange memories that are so minute for how much you make them symbolize. After my father left, my mother decided to comfort me by reminding me that my father was stupid. Whether or not she would correct him for his dramatic, overbearing scolding of me behind my back, I would never know. Yet in front of him and me, he was allowed to go big and go home. That tendency to let men explode at me, hold myself together, and simply walk away from their tongue lashing with the factual assessment that they are dumb has been central to me coping through my ex's tirades. Yet what I want to know is if they are central to why I even choose to be with them. So that episode just came out and it's called Mint. And basically, my dad was a jerk. It's apparent. But for the weeks before, he was talking about he's really going to try to redeem himself to me. Very addict behavior. The problem with my father is that he held the same personality, sober or addicted, which is one of the biggest disappointments in our relationship. He always made it seem that he was trying to get better. When he was sober, he would get better. And even when he actually got sober, he was still mean, very manipulative and abusive towards me. And he did this huge show and he left very angry because I was talking to my friend and I had told her my dad got two mint cookies and I didn't sound happy about it. And because I didn't sound happy, I was spoiled and ungrateful. And it was so humiliating. And my mother didn't say anything. And my grandmother didn't. He just went off and then he left and they comforted me after. But it was really annoying that everybody let him just explode. And that's something that has followed me as somebody who was so trained not to have those explosions and to kind of, I feel when I have emotional breakdowns, I almost have to explain myself as I'm having them, that this is not about anybody, that I'm really a good person, I'm just going through a hard time. Whereas my father would have these really explosive moments of vitriol and vulgar language, and then he'd leave. And it was done, and we all just had to understand he was stupid. And I hated that. Hated that, along with the flavor of mint. And I think the details of you are very important in relationships. And it's something that I have noted in how I've dated people, like just this constant kind of me keeping a captain's log, like I am Captain Kirk in Star Trek, just remembering every single detail about this person that I'm choosing to love and am convinced does love me or will love me. I just need to earn it. I keep details of them. And my father never kept details of me. He didn't know my favorite color. He didn't know, I don't even know if he knew the color of my eyes. I mean, I guess he did because they're his eyes. I have his eyes, but I knew his favorite movie. I knew his favorite music. He had no clue the name of my best friend. He knew nothing about me. And I think at that time, because he had talked so much about this Christmas gift in my head, I connected it as, wow, he really has no idea the details of me. And not only did he get me cookies, which I was allowed to be disappointed. Here comes with his gold watch and his Escalade driving up and he gave me $2.99 ShopRite cookies. Get out of here. Come on. This is why I need to date better, because I've dated men that really try to pull that bare minimum trick and gaslight you into like you're selfish, you're evil. But it was the choice of cookie. Like, he didn't get chocolate chip. You know there was chocolate chip. He didn't get grandma's oatmeal raisin, which I love a good grandma cookie. Give me the oatmeal raisin. He got mint. And I hated that flavor. And if he knew me, he would know something, such a basic detail. And it's something that I'm really trying to correct in my life, not making the details of me adaptable to others, putting importance that they remember it, and just staying away from mint. So that was episode Mint. Check it out at daddyrecovery.com.